Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Old friend, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours, and as I tell you from time to time, He came to be yours, Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, excited about the program, excited about the message God has laid on my heart, excited about the song Debbie has picked out and queued up, ready to go. And oh, friend, listen, listen. I believe Jesus could come at any moment. Do you hear? I know He's coming. I don't know when, but I know He's coming. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I love preaching about second coming of Christ. You say you do that ever so often, preacher. That's right. I'm looking for Him. Thank God, by the grace of God, I'm ready for Him. I'm longing for Him, and I'm learning about His coming. And His coming is affecting my life. Do you hear me? It ought to affect all of our lives. So, if you'd pray for me, I'm praying for you that I might be a blessing to you. And those of you that aren't ready, oh, I pray that God would use this to put the fear of God in you, the dread of eternity, the reality of the fact that, listen, friend, life is short, life is brief. It's like a vapor. It's like a post or a quick runner carrying a message. It's like smoke in a bottle. It's like water spilled on the ground. It cannot be gathered up again. Hey, the Bible talks about life and death in no uncertain terms, friend, and you and I need to be ready. Do you hear me? You and I need to be ready when the Lord comes. If you aren't ready, get ready. If you are not ready, I beg of you, I plead with you, get ready. Well, before I get in the message, out of Acts chapter 1, Deb's going to do the song titled, Get Ready, Friend, Get Ready, and I hope that you will. Listen, I love this song, and I pray that you do what it encourages you to do and challenges you to do. Hey, don't be late. Don't be late. Don't be left behind. Again, friend, He promised before He left that He would, and though He hasn't come yet, thank God that doesn't mean He won't. In the day and the hour when it's right, just like the first time when He came, when the fullness of time was come, listen, friend, you can believe it, God will send His Son to receive those who have put their faith and their trust in Him. And I want you to be one of those. I want you, sir, I want you, ma'am, to be one of those. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, the Word of God says this, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, ye have heard of Me." Now this is instructions given by Jesus to the apostles, to that group that believed in Him, that trusted in Him, those 12 or 11 at this time that He had selected after a night of prayer out of the multitude that followed Him. There were 120 in the upper room when the Holy Spirit came, and I don't know how many were there when they watched Jesus go, but I'll tell you what, there was a number for John truly baptized with water. "But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, Lord, wilt Thou this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the earth." When He had spoken these things, while they beheld, watch this now, "He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked and steadfastly towards heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" I like this. Now listen. "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." I want to talk to you today for just a little while about this simple yet profound thought. Thank God He's coming again. Isn't that wonderful? He's coming again. The angel said, "This same Jesus shall come again in like manner." Man, that fires me up. That stirs me from the bottom of my feet to the crown of my head. Thank God it does something in my spirit when I begin to think about the second coming of Christ that I cannot explain, folks. I'll tell you, I believe it with every fiber of my being, every part of my DNA. I believe that this Jesus who came born of a virgin, who was the only begotten Son of God, who bore our sins away, who was buried and resurrected, I believe, thank God, He will come again. Y'all know that the second coming of Christ is one of the greatest truths or doctrines of the entire Word of God. Oh, it's maligned by some. It's misunderstood by others. It's doubted and denied, no doubt. But thank God, it stands sure. I believe it's soon to come to pass. And I believe, thank God, those that are ready and looking for it to happen are excited about the potential, don't you? I sure do. You say, "Preacher, you say it's maligned. What do you mean?" Well, I believe there are far too many people that are graduating places that are supposed to be places of training for men of God in service for God that deny or don't teach the second coming of Christ. There are a multitude of men that will stand in the pulpits across America and across the world the next Lord's Day that comes before us, and they'll not believe that Jesus is coming again. Oh, wonder what they're hoping for. I wonder what they're preaching about. I wonder why they're trying to get people to live right and holy and just and good. Thank God. Listen, they may not believe it. They may deny it. They may question it, malign it, or doubt it. But here's one old preacher boy. Thank thank God, listen, that believes it with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength. I believe it because Jesus said it. I believe it because the Word of God records it. I believe it because the Spirit of God witnesses it. I believe he's coming again, don't you? Hey, listen, it's been the hope. It's been the hope and the expectation of the church. I mean, the body of believers who've been purchased of the blood of Christ. It's been their hope and ever expectation ever since he left. Ever since he left. And you say, why, preacher, in light of the promise that he made before he did, I'll probably quote this verse again, maybe more than one more time. But he said in John 14:3, he said, now listen, he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if, and it really means since, or in light of the fact that I go away, listen to these next few words, I will come again. Thank God, listen to me. If that were the only place in the Word of God, that was the only place in the Word of God that Jesus said that He'd come, the second time I'd believe it. But it doesn't stand on its own. Thank God it could stand on its own. Although it doesn't stand on his own, do you know what I believe? I believe what the Master said. I believe what our Lord said. I believe what our Savior said. I believe what our Sovereign said. He'll come again. And you know what I believe? Thank God he's coming again. Y'all know what this hope does for us according to the book? 1 John chapter 3. It does something to us and for us now. This hope that we have as a future hope, that assurance in our heart, that understanding, that just any day now the Lord will come, has an effect upon us right now. Isn't that amazing? It has a positive effect on believers right now. John said, behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, in 1 John 3:1-5. Following. He said, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are you the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what you shall be. But we know, I like that. We know that when, not if, thank God, but when he shall appear. That when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And John goes on to say in verse 3, and every man that hath this hope in himself purified himself even as he is pure. I'm telling you, friend, he's coming again. And that future event has a positive effect upon those that believe he's coming back in the here and the now. Why, even Paul said in his swan song in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6, 7, and 8. He said, I've fought a good fight. He said, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also. That love his appearing. Thank God. Listen, friend, I don't know if I'll get any other crown, but I'll get this crown. Thank God. I'm one of those that love his appearing. I'm one of those that anticipate his appearing. I'm one of those that live in light of his appearing. I'm one of those that long for his appearing. I'm one of those that are learning still yet about his appearing. And thank God I know he's coming. Hey, can I do something that I don't ever remember doing in this radio program intentionally? No, I want to mention two passages of Scripture. One of them is found in Matthew chapter 17, and it is verse 1, and the other is in Hosea chapter 6 verse 2. Let me give it to you again. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 1 and Hosea chapter 6 verse 2. In Matthew 17 and 1, Jesus said, after 6 days. Hey, this was spoken by Matthew when he was getting ready to introduce something that happened on the Mount of Transfiguration, which was a manifestation of the kingdom of God in miniature. When Peter, James, and John went up on the Mount, when Jesus was transfigured before them, and there appeared two heavenly visitors, Moses and Elijah. You remember that, don't you? I want you to notice the phrase, after 6 days. Thank God, man, that'll preach like crazy. And then Hosea 6:2 said, he said, he speaks of something that's going to happen to the remnant of Israel. And notice the phrase, after 2 days. May I say something to you, you Bible readers, you men and women that know how to dig in, you all that know how to search the Scriptures, I want to tell you, if you read on that, and you'll study on that and pray on that, I'm telling you, God will give you a blessing upon blessing. But let's look at the message and consider some simple thoughts that are rather profound, I believe. Some simple thoughts. Listen, friend, you probably heard this message 100 times. Maybe you know these points just off the heart. But thank God it's my privilege to preach them today. It's my privilege to preach them today. I'm talking about He's coming again. And I'm talking about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm talking about He that's been here once to die, that's coming back the next time to rule and to reign. I'm talking about Him that came the first time, to bear our sin, but the next time He'll come to judge. Listen, bless God, here's the first point. His coming is sure. Oh, you say, what do you mean sure, preacher? Well, it's certain. It's without doubt. Do you hear me? I mean, doubtlessly, He's come again. Thank God there's no doubt in my mind. Listen, I'm more sure of the second coming of Christ than I am many things that that I think I know of right now. Hey, friend, listen, you can bank on it. You can count on it. You better prepare for it. You can live in light of it. Listen, He who is true, he who cannot lie, said, I'm going away. But thank God I'm coming. I'm back again. Listen, if I'm sure about anything, it's the second coming of Christ. Now listen, I've told you this in preaching about the return of Christ before, but I like it so well, I want to tell you again. Do you all know that there are 260 chapters in the New Testament? Did you know out of those 260 chapters, there are 318 references, at least 318 references to His return. Like I told you, I would quote John 14:3 again. I'm telling you, I'm quoting it as a statement of fact. Jesus said, if or since I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. Do you know what? It's sure. It's sure upon the testimony of our Savior. It's sure upon the testimony of angels. The text passage said, two angels stood in white apparel and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? I'm this same Jesus that you see ascending shall descend or come again in like manner. Thank God. Listen, I believe it upon the testimony also of Scripture. He said in the book of Hebrews 9:28, and unto as many as look for Him shall He come again or return. Now let me turn over there and read that since I'm doing such a poor job of quoting that. So Christ is once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hey, listen, friend. We may not know the time. We may not know the day and the hour, but we ought to know the times. Do you hear me? 1 Thessalonians 5:1, Paul said, listen, he said, I don't need to tell you about the seasons of the return of Christ. He said this. He said, but of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Why didn't they have a need? Paul had already talked to them about it. Paul had already told them about it. And in this same book of 1 Thessalonians 4:15, Paul said this, we say unto you by the word of the Lord. That's the authority. That's where we get our assurance. That's how we know that His coming is sure. Thank God we get it from this old book we call the Bible. His coming will be sudden. You see what I mean, preacher? When it happens, when it'll be quick. Thank God it will be quick. He said in the book of Matthew 24:27, as the lightning goeth from the east to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And although that's a specific reference to the revelation of Jesus Christ, it has an undeniable application, thank God, to the rapture of the church. When John began to write over there in the Revelation in chapter 4, he said after this, now listen, I looked and behold a door was open in heaven. The first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee these things which must be hereafter. And he said, I like this, immediately I was in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. John said, thank God, immediately. And listen to what he said in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord Himself shall ascend from heaven with the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. You know what that means? That means to be harpazoed. That means to be snatched away. It means to happen suddenly. It means to happen quickly. It means to happen definitely. And thank God, listen, Jesus said, I'm coming back to get my own. Do you know what the Word of God tells us? The Word of God tells us, friend, of the time when Saul was converted on the road to Damascus, that those that were with him, those that hadn't been selected like he did by God, they heard something, but they didn't know what it was. That's what it's going to be like on the day of the rapture. This world is going to end up in a chaotic state. I mean to tell you, worldwide pandemonium will happen. Whether it's morning, night, or noon, and it'll be all those, depending on where people find themselves in the world. There'll be a sudden disappearance of a multitude. I mean to tell you, the best in society will be gone. The graveyards will be disturbed. Babies will disappear. Something mighty will happen. And you say, how will it happen? It'll happen suddenly. Oh, it'll not only be sure, it's not only sure, it's not only going to be sudden, but it'll be selective. You see what he mean, preacher? Well, he's only going to come back to get those that are suitable. In other words, not all will be gone. Matthew tells us in chapter 24, verse 44, he said, listen, be ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of God cometh. You know what that indicates to me? Many will not be coming. I've already read Hebrews 9:28, where it says, those that are looking for Him, shall He appear. Hey, listen, in Matthew 24, 43, 1 Thessalonians 5:2, 2 Peter 3:10, Jesus is referred to as coming as a thief in the night. May I say this? He's not a thief. When He comes, friend, listen, He'll come so quickly. He'll come so suddenly, only for those that are ready and looking for Him, that it'll seem like a thief. But He's only going to come to take away. He's only going to come to take away those, friend, that are ready and looking for Him. He's only going to come and take away those jewels of His, those trophies of His, those vessels of honor that He's purchased with His own blood. And if you were to read Matthew 7:21-23, you'll find that there's going to be a day when Jesus say, listen, it's not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, that'll enter in, but only those that have done the will of God. He said, many will say in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? Did many mighty wonderful works in Thy name? And Jesus will say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you. Let me ask you a sobering question. To end this all too brief time we have together, bring it to an end. Listen, I want to ask you a sobering question about the coming of Christ. Will it be coming for you? Are you ready for His return? Are you ready today if He comes? Are you ready for it to happen now? Could you rejoice if He comes? Would you leave this world shouting, or would you be left behind? Listen, sir. Listen, ma'am, if you're lost. If you know you're lost, lost and undone. If you don't know your sins, you're under the blood. Your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you don't know that if you were to die right now, you'd go to heaven. Be quick about it and be saved. Get on your face before God. Bow your head, at least humble your heart and say, God, I'm a sinner. Be merciful to me and save me right now. You know what God will do? God will save you for Christ's sake. He said, whosoever's called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible said, he'd come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Call on him right now, would you? Go to God with a broken heart, broken and contrite spirit. Take him the fear that's in your heart now. Said, I don't want to be left behind. Don't want to be separated from my family. Don't want to be separated from my wife, my children. Don't want to be separated from my grandchildren. I want to be saved, God. I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to be eternally lost, doomed, and damned. I want to be saved. Save me, God. And you know what He'll do? He'll save you. Listen, Jesus is coming again. It's sure. It's certain. Thank God it's sudden. It's selective. And you can be ready, friend, if you trust Christ today as your Savior. I hope you will. I thank you too right now.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.